The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Hi, this is Jerry from Remnant. Let's be honest, this life can be hectic, draining, and downright confusing. My hope is that by listening to this message, your life can be impacted by God's great love for you, and His love will give you wisdom, courage, and strength. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to a message from Pastor Jerry Godsey.
Today is the last sermon in our We Wrestle Not series, and I'm kind of sad to see it end. We've had some good teaching when Jeremiah speaks, and then and there's me. Hopefully you've learned a lot. I want to kind of tie everything together today, and so title for today is Death Grip. You got to say it with me, though. Death Grip. The ultimate finishing move. Okay. Let's pray. God, thanks. Bless us now, Father. We ask that you would be with us. And Father, I pray that you will challenge us and inspire us and give us hope throughout this message. Thanks, Father. Amen. All right. Let's see where I got. Now, I went old school WWE today. Old school. The Mighty Mang and the Tongan Death Grip. All right? Let's check it out.
Sunday. Now Jimmy Hart now, what's he doing? He's pulling, he pulled someone out as we went down hard, and Glacier swatted at Jimmy Hart.
I don't know if he's in for a distraction or someone's on the other end.
Oh, there it is.
Missed the kick and the Tongan Death Grip, the Barbarian.
The Tongan Death Grip. The guy lays on his back, kicks his feet like a cockroach. And now everybody and their brother's beating him up. There are people that actually thought, this is real. They're hurting that guy. Jeremiah, help your wife, please. Get your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 8. This is, without a doubt, my favorite scripture in the entire Bible. This is the one that if you ever ask me my favorite verse, this one I'll tell you. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Love it. Nothing can separate us. Read the story about a guy who forgot his wedding anniversary, so he tried to fix it. Came home real excitedly. He told his wife, honey, I got you something that goes from 0 to 200 in 3 seconds. It's outside. She goes outside. There, right there on the front porch is a bathroom scale. He said, I thought you'd like it. He's no longer with us. Pray for him. Saw a whole bunch of jokes like that, and it said, and Your Honor, that's when the fight started. Yeah. See, relationships can be fragile, right? One mistake, one argument, one bad moment, one bathroom scale on the porch, and things can all fall apart. But I want to give you good news today. Your relationship with God is not fragile. All right, that's the part where you guys say amen. Shouldn't have to beg. Look, Paul says there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Not the devil, not the world, not even your worst day can separate you from God's love. So as we've been talking about spiritual warfare, Here's how I want to end the series. I want you to remember this one phrase. The enemy can fight you, but he cannot have you. You with me? He can try and fight you. Can't win. See, the battle is real, but the victory is already won. Verse 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Notice Paul doesn't say that we will be conquerors or we could be conquerors. We might be conquerors. And on a good day, if the weather is just right, you can be a conqueror. He says, no, we are. Do you think that word is by accident? We are more than conquerors. Look, you're not fighting for victory. You're fighting from victory. I just watched the video series of David, where it ends with David and Goliath. Goliath had no idea, but when David walked out with that bag full of stones, Goliath was a dead man. It just hadn't happened yet. Victory was David's. God was going to give it to him. And David said, this giant, he ain't nothing. Now, they said it a lot prettier in the movie, but it was the bottom line. He ain't nothing. He ain't squat. I'm going to get rid of him just like I got rid of all the other varmint that were on our ranch. See, the enemy wants you to think you're losing. Wants you to think you're failing. God is disappointed in you. Oh, you ever hear that one? Just that little niggling shot in your brain. God hates you. God says you're not worth his son dying for. God's disappointed. But the cross already settled it. John 19:30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Everybody reads this, and they talk about it is finished, almost like it's a sigh of relief. It's finished. Oh, glad this is over. Like going to your mother-in-law's house. Whew. Glad this is over. I can't say that. My mother-in-law was a very nice woman. You know, a root canal. I'm glad this is over, because that's how you talk after a root canal. But understand, the Greek word for finished here is teleo. You know what teleo means? Complete, completed, finished, carried out, overcome. Jesus didn't say, I firmly believe in my heart, and when I get to heaven, I'll master the videotape. Jesus said, it's finished. He said, it is finished. I'm done. I took care of business. Now let's roll, baby. It's complete. He meant the war has been decided. Now, I love football. You know this about me. I love football. I go home, and I'm kind of busy on Sunday because you guys expect me to show up, which really is really not, I mean, it's very demanding of you. So when I get home and my beloved Bears have already played, I have NFL Plus, so 20 minutes after the game, I can watch the Bears play. By then, I have already seen the score. I know who won. Do I care? No. I still want to watch my Bears win. If they lose, I may not watch it. But I love sitting there, especially this year with the Bears, the way they were. They would be losing by like 100 points going into the fourth quarter and then win by two. I kept thinking, I'm a fat man. My heart can't take this. I watched their playoff win against the dreaded Green Bay Packers. Everybody said, ooh. And I knew they had won the game. I still watched. Why? Because it's fun to beat the Packers. But the Packers scored. And there was a part of me that went, oh, crud. But I already knew who won. I said, oh, never mind. It's all right. Let them score. Let them feel good about themselves. Because we're going to beat them. See, the enemy scores sometimes, but he doesn't win. We act sometimes like any time he takes a shot at us, we're going to die. Hey, the enemy's going to get some shots in. I've read the end of the book, we win. I've seen the end of the movie, we win. The enemy's strategy is separation. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? That's quite a list. Hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword. These are not random problems. These are pressure tactics. If you were the devil and you wanted to discourage a Christian, this is what you'd give them. Trouble, hardships, persecution, famine or nakedness, rough times. More month than money. Anybody ever get that? A lot more month at the end of the money? I know, you guys are all rich, it doesn't matter to you. Danger or sword? This is all to pressure you. This is all to pressure you into thinking that God has somehow let you down. And again, I know none of you guys ever think this because you're perfect. But there have been times in my life when I feel like, okay, God, where are you? What happened? I'm doing all the stuff you asked me to do, and now I'm struggling. Where are you, God? That's what the devil wants. He wants to try and feel, makes us feel like we're separated from God. And that's when hell, well, yeah, okay, yeah, you say you're doing all this stuff, Jerry, but what about this? What about this? What about this? Let me tell you something. Whenever you feel condemnation like that, that's not the Holy Spirit working. That's the devil. The Holy Spirit will convict you of your sin and tell you, hey, you're better than this. Hey, we need to clean this up so you can have a closer relationship with Christ. But that guilt that comes in when you sin, that's the devil going at you. The enemy cannot destroy God's love for you. So he tries to convince you that you've been separated from it. That's his whole plan. You're going to be separated from God's love. God's done with you. You've gone too far. You're not who you used to be. Know this, distance from God is usually felt and not real. Some of us act like God is a bad cell service. Sorry, Lord, I'm in a dead zone right now. Can't hear you. God's like, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Nope, sorry, it's all crackly. Like when your boss tries to call you to go back into work. No, sorry, I'm losing signal. You didn't lose signal. You just stopped listening. When you feel like there's a distance between you and God, it's not God's fault. It's yours. It's ours. It's mine. I love the story. I love the story about the old man and the old lady in the front seat of the car. She looks over at this teenage couple, and they're sitting right next to each other, all bunched up, you know, like a body with two heads. She looks over at him, and she says, oh, honey, I remember when we used to sit like that in the car. He looks down. He's behind the wheel. She's way over on the other side of the car, and he says, I haven't moved. I got news for you. God hasn't moved. He's where he's been all the time. Who moved? We did. We did. God didn't move. You just got distracted in the battle. I'm taking you somewhere. Now follow me. Trust me. Like, Jerry, so far I just feel like you're picking on me. Yeah, well, suck it up, buttercup. God's grip is stronger than the enemy's attack. Here's what gets good. I hope. Romans 8, 38 and 39. I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm convinced. Let's start there. Are you convinced that nothing can separate you from God's love? Think about it for a minute. Are you convinced? Not death, life, angels, demons, nor powers. Look, Paul says, look, I've checked everything. Nothing can break this. I checked everything. Not death, not demons, not your past, not your future. We're in a spiritual battle. Every day we wake up and we've got two forces. Force of God in our life that wants to help us, wants to better us, wants to help us follow Him in a greater way. And the forces of evil that want to do everything on the opposite side. They want to drive us away from God. They want to tear our lives apart. They want to destroy us. Who are you listening to? Here's what I think we brought out so far. The devil can tempt you. He can attack your mind. He can bring pressure into your life. But he cannot pry you out of God's hand. Cannot pry you out of God's hand. He'll try to make you think he can. Try to make you believe that you've gone so far now that you're irredeemable. Look what Jesus said in John chapter 10. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. That includes the devil, people, circumstances, and even you on your worst day. Now there's always been a theological question, can you lose your salvation? Nobody can take it from you. I believe you can walk away from it. You can't decide that you're going to be a total rebellion from God and still go to heaven, I don't think. I don't see Scripture bearing that out. There are others who feel that way, feel differently. I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'd rather live for Jesus every day for no other reason than the fact that it makes my life better. A lady approached my grandpa one time and said, well, what if she wasn't a Christian? She said, what if I'm right and you're wrong? He said, if you're right and I'm wrong, I've still lived a good life. I follow Jesus and maybe a better husband, better pastor, a better man in the community. But if I'm right and you're wrong, you're in trouble. It's like a little baby, little toddler, holding on the parent's hand and they walk through the crowd. Sometimes the little kid lets go, but the parent never lets go. God is not going to let go of you. You may stumble, but God doesn't. Is this ringing true? We go through stuff. There's not a person in here hasn't gone through those moments of doubt, those moments of thinking, I've gone too far, those moments of just thinking, something is wrong, I've failed God somehow, and that's why I'm going through the stuff. But that's not true. We go through the stuff because that's how we grow. You ever seen a little kid that's never been told no? It's not pretty. No. The kid lays on the ground, and starts screaming. And and me being a man of compassion, I want to go to the parent and say, I'll fix that for you. I will help you with this child. I will give him the right hand of fellowship. We had a lady, I told you before, we had a lady come to the school, one of the schools I ran, and she said, we don't tell our baby no. And said, well, I'm going to tell you no, because he can't go to school here. She was taken aback. What? We got no time to deal with a kid that's going to be like that. And trust me, that kid's a terror. I never met him. I guarantee you that kid's a terror. Because if you don't set boundaries, every now and then God tells you no. Every now and then God says, you know what? Let's go to the woodshed. Come on. We grow by the things we go through. But, trust me, I told you I was taking you somewhere. This is it. The love of God is the ultimate weapon. I like that. I like ultimate things. I like the ultimate cheeseburger at Jack in the Box. I like the ultimate weapon. It was remember that TV show years ago? The ultimate weapon. Romans 8, 37, 39, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. How do we win spiritual battles? Not just by resisting the enemy. We have people say, I'm going to give up this for Jesus. Okay, what are you going to replace it with? See, nature abhors the vacuum. It's not enough to give up something. You've got to fill it with something. Say, oh, I'm going to give up whatever. Whatever sin, what your pet sin is. Eating Oreo cookies at night. I don't know what yours is. But then you got to fill that with something. I'm going to give up eating Oreo cookies at night, and I'm going to spend that time in prayer. Ah, always thinking. We don't win just by resisting the enemy. We win by being rooted in God's love. Settle this in your heart right now. Do you know that God loves you? All right, some of you are unsure. I'll look again. Do you know, and I mean do you know, not, well, yeah, I think so, and not, oh, Jerry asked this question, I better say it or other people think bad about me. No, do you know in your heart, in your knower, as my grandpa used to say, that God loves you? Because look, if you don't know that for sure, we can't go any further with this. Does God love you? Because when you know you're loved, you're secure, you're held, look at that. The enemy loses his greatest weapon and power, fear and doubt. Do you know God loves you? That you are secure in that love, that nobody can take God's love away from you, that no situation can take away God's love from you, that no anything can take away God's love. Do you know that? Do you know that he holds you, the palm of his hand? Some of you are old like me. Well, okay, most of you aren't, but some of you might be. It's weird getting to the place where you're like the oldest guy in the church or one of the oldest guys in the church. It's a weird place for me. Remember Kung Fu with David Carradine? Grasshopper. When you can take the pebble from my hand. And it took him a long time to get it. I always think about God being like, Satan, when you can take the pebble from my hand. When you can take Jerry from my hand. Thing is, he never can. Satan's greatest weapon against you is fear and doubt. When things don't go your way, you start doubting. When you sin or when something's going wrong, you start fearing that maybe God is against you. But when you know that you're loved, that you're secure, that you're held, that stuff all goes away. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. How do you know you feel loved? Because you don't fear God like that he's going to wipe you out. You love God. The devil's goal is to make you afraid you've lost it, afraid that God left, afraid that you won't make it. But God's love declares, you are mine, and I am not letting go. It's an old story about the man caught in a flood. Climbs up to the top of his house, but refused to leave his house because he kept saying, God will save me. It's an old joke. A truck came by and he said, no, God will save me. Boat came by. He said, no, God will save me. A helicopter came by and he said, no, God will save me. Then he drowned and went to heaven. He went to God and said, wait, God, I had faith. What, you know, what's the deal? God said, I sent you a truck, a boat, and a helicopter. What more did you want? Here's the truth. God's love has already shown up in your life. He sent you a truck and a boat and a helicopter. It's there for you. When you're struggling, when you're feeling like you just can't go on, God's love is already there. God's grace is already there. His forgiveness is already there. His mercy has already been delivered. God's love has shown up for you at the cross, at the empty tomb, and in every moment that he's kept you. There's no reason for you to doubt that God loves you. You're not waiting for God to hold on to you. He already is. We are more than conquerors. So we tie this series all together. Remember, the enemy can fight you. The world can press you. Life can shake you. But nothing can separate you from the love of God. Not yesterday. Not today. Not tomorrow. Not ever. Remember these three things, please. Ready? These three things. Write them in your Bible. Write them on your forehead if you want, but write them somewhere you're going to remember them. If you write them on your forehead, write them backward. That way when you brush your teeth in the morning, you can read it. Remember this. You're held, you're loved, you are more than a conqueror. You are held, you are loved, you are more than a conqueror. But let's take this one step further, shall we? I am loved. I'm held. I am more than a conqueror. Say it with me. You ready? I'm held. I'm loved. I am more than a conqueror. I'll say it again. I'm held. I'm loved. I am more than a conqueror. Otra vez. I am held. I am loved. I am more than a conqueror. I am held. I am loved. I am more than a conqueror. If you say this to yourself every day, and if you say this to yourself when the things start happening, this is your remembrance stone. This is the place where you go, where you say, you know what? I'm standing on this. God, I know that I'm held by you. I know I'm loved by you. I know that through you, I am more than a conqueror. It's all we have to do. Seeing the end of the videotape, we win. God, thanks. Lord, it's easy for us to forget. It's easy for us to push aside things, God, and not realize how close you are to us. God, thank you. Just take a moment, because I know some of you are struggling right now. You're hurting. You got needs. Something's not making it. You are held. You're loved this morning. And you are more than a conqueror. God, I pray that you will drum these truths into our heart. When Satan tries to compromise us or or make us doubt your love, that you will remind us how close you are to us. That you're right there with us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God, we put our trust and our faith in you, knowing that you're the only one that can handle this. Thanks, God. Thanks. We love you, Father. Amen. You are held. You are loved. And you are more than a conqueror. Don't you ever forget that. Don't let the devil try to take it from you. We know how this game ends, right? Love you guys.
You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us online at remnantchurchiv.com. You've